where a person has to lay in the Megillah. So three machlokes. It's a shaila from Ishihudi, if achad varma elu, kula Ishihudi achad varma elu. So the Gemara darshins, what's the machlokes? So the Gemara says, if it the one that says kula, it's toikva shachashveresh. They all go on the pasuk that it says called divrei toikev. So the shaila is, what is the toikev that we're talking about? So the man yomer says kula is toikva shachashveresh. The man yomer that says Ishihudi is toikva shal Mordechai. And the man de machad varmeila is toikva shal Haman. And then there's a fourth sheet, a braisa, man de omrim balayla hu toikva shal neis. So the first three man de omrim are pashit to understand. Each one holds that the ik and the kudu de Megillah is Mordechai or Haman or Achashverosh. And bimeila, the shaila is the toikif of what it is. What's the toikif of the Megillah? So that inyan, those are easy to understand. The Hanuntan says the fourth man yomer. The fourth man yomer says that the Megillah is ma'akif from Balailahu dafka. Chur Balailahu is, the Gemara says, why? Because tokfa shal neis. What the event that happened in Balailahu be'etzim is not kosher to the neis of Megillah. It's very nice that they remembered that the Melech remembered that Mordechai had done him a favor, then repay him the favor, and Bemela he took him and he rode him around, and again he went back. L'chura mitzad the hemshech ha'inyan of what happened afterwards, it has zero effect. So what does it mean that tokfa shel nes starts in Balayla hu nod shnas ha'melech? That's the first shaila. Secondly, There's an interesting chiluk halachas in the inyan of between Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim and the Chayiv Inish Lepsumi on Purya. In the mitzvahs Laila of Leil Pesach, the chiyuv is, it says umisapek alois a Laila ad sheyachtefena sheino. The person has to be mesape until that shech the finish shena. The mashmos of that shech the finish shena is that shena is an einus, and that's it. Einus achmona party. That's the gvul to where a person should go. On the Ramah by Inyanei Purim says the same lashon, and he's not same lashon, but same inyan. The chiyuv of lepsume is until he sleeps. He doesn't say at shech the finish shena, but he says shoyse yose mikdei hagdeiloi viyashin. He drinks more than he's used to, and he falls asleep. Ki'ilu, that the Shena itself is the Kiyum. It's not the Pshat that the Chiyuv Bisum is in Tul Shena, but that the Shena itself, in Hilchas Pesach, it's Mashma, that Shena is a Hafkor from the Mitzvah. Genik, there's no Chalois Mitzvah on a person when he's sleeping. Like all the other Yoms, the Moshe by Sukkah, the halacha is to sleep outside the Sukkah. It's only if a person places himself to sleep outside the Sukkah. When a person is sleeping himself, he's an onus. There's no key mitzvahs when a person is sleeping. So by Pesach, it says that the chiyuv is to be misasik in Yonei Agada until a person is at Shech Tefena Shena. Shena takes him away from the mitzvah and he's mufka from the mitzvah. In Purim, it's mashmat that the chiyuv lepsume is not only until he goes to sleep, but the etzem shein itself becomes the kiyum of chiyuv lepsume. And it's a davar mufla because l'chura shein itself can never be a kiyum of mitzvahs. It's always considered an oynes, the krishma, the other nyanim, and the male there's no kiyum mitzvahs. It's davar zayim the shuni, the hevdal between the two. In Chazal, it's a Medrash Rabbah in Shashim. There's a pasuk that says, "Ani yeshena v'li bi'er kol doidi doifek pischili achoyser yasin," and so on. So the pasuk says, there's a chiluk in Klal Yisrael. In Klal Yisrael, it's "Ani yeshena v'li bi'er." That there's two halakim in Klal Yisrael. One chiluk is yashin, one chiluk is air. There's a nekuda that's air. So they give the Medrash gives a whole list of inyanim, of chiluk inyanim. Ani yeshenem na mitzvahs v'libi er legmilas chasadim. That the pshat is on the even people who don't do mitzvahs b'derech klal, but there's some sort of lefachas gmilas chasadim is something that people do even if they're not holding by kima mitzvahs. Ani yeshenem na karbonis v'libi er lekrishma tefillah. even when we don't have karbanis, but at least as krishma tefillah, which again, krishma tefillah is a keneged of karbanis, and this is keneged there. Ani yeshenem beis hamigdash, veli be'er lebatik nesiyas abatim medrashas. Klai Yisrael in Golos, ke'ilu, is yoshin from beis hamigdash. There is no beis hamigdash, and that's it's not there now. It'll be there someday, but it's not there now. But lemaisa, batik nesiyas and batim medrashas are ke'ilu the nekuda of the lev ayir. That's still libi air. Fine. Adkan. It's move on. Then it says, ani yeshena min akates, v'li be'er l'geula. I am yoshin min akates, meaning that I gave up hope of the Kates coming around, of staying around till the Kates. The Kates is too far off, or a person doesn't think the Kates will be here. But v'li be'er l'geula, l'maisa akadosh baruch hu, but the person is still hoping that there'll be a sudden geula. I guess the word geula here, lafuki from Kates, means the natural Kates. It's a person's messiah from it, just it's too long to wait, it's not going to come around. To geula, which could come in the middle, fine. But on the geula itself, there's a double note. Ani yeshena min ha-geula, v'liba shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu er l'goleini. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heart is er l'goleini. So there's a second darga. In geula itself, there's a darga of ani yeshena min ha-geula, and v'liba shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu er l'goleini. So l'chutz not, I mean, the pasuk says v'libier. What's liba shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Omer b'chia ba'abin. Eichon matzino shenika Kadosh Baruch Hu liban shel Yisrael. Where do you see that Kadosh Baruch Hu is called the heart of Klal Yisrael? Miradein kra. There's a pasuk that says tzur levavi v'chelki alekim la'olam. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is the cornerstone of a person's heart. Tzur levavi means the foundation rock of a person's heart. V'chelki is alekim la'olam. Pasuk in Tilim. And so there's ke'ilu in all the inyanim of ruchnius in karbanis. In mitzvahs, beis hamikdash, there's a diagram, there's a yashin, the roiv rubav could be yashin, and there's a small chelik that's air. In geula, there's a double. There's ani yeshenem min akeitz v'libi air legula, and then there's ani yeshenem min agula v'akadosh baruch hu is air legaleini, and akadosh baruch hu is called libi Yisrael. So the kfelus here of what are the two daggers here need a hezba of what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Liba Erle Galeini and so on. One more interesting horror. Reb Tzedek says, Reb Tzedek has a klal always, not his klal only, but he uses it a lot of times and is meir and nayim a lot of times with it, that since the reishis of everything is really its sheirish, so every time the pasuk uses, any time we find an inyan in the Torah, the first place that inyan appears is really kaveya, it's teichin. It's bemis bulta chazal. Chazal say that there was no samach in the bria until the nekeva was nivra by bria's isha. There's a samach. It says vayiskor badena, and bimela the samach is connected. So whatever, there's a chazal there that says that the first time the letter appears, it's significant. That's one place where you see it in Chazal Merumis. There's another place, and Betzim, it's the Inyan that he says over here. It says that the first time you find Nefila in the Torah is Vayapil of Tardema. Nefila and Shena is Shena is the Pchinas Nefila that's first mentioned in the Torah. So we're talking about something falling down. When you're talking about something having a reader, Shena is Tardema, Shena is the place where you find it. Bemis, it's schwer, because the first two times that there's a tadeim in the pasuk, you're dealing with faket, inyanim tovim. I mean, the first time there was Brias Isha, that was the vayafel of tadeima, and the second time is the Bris Ben Apsarim. There's both places, there's an afilas tadeima, and both places there is inyanim nizgavim. It's faket, there's Brias Isha, And there's Bris Ben Apsarim that he was Kairos Rav Avinu. So why is the Nefila first mentioned in Keshet Tadema? I mean, it happens to be, normally you could say, beside a person, when he's sleeping, beside he falls down, he's not Imad Al Raglov. But in these two cases, it happens to be that these were Nyanim, Chashev Nyanim, they were Nyanim L'Teiva. What's the pshat that the first time you find the fila, and perhaps it's chazal, Reb Tzadok is only using chazal, so it's a medrash that says it come up in Furish, that the nefila is, the first nefila is by the tadema. The chlal, you find that the nyonim of Shena in chazal are nyonim gruim. For instance, when a person sleeps, you have, it's called Ech Meshishim for Misa. When a person sleeps, you have Tumas Keri. When a person sleeps, you have the Ruach Ra, that's Sheira, and that's Ba'isov. When a person sleeps, his Neshama's Mesalik. Lemaisa, the Inyan of Sheina, as Chazal gave it over, is the Inyan Garua. The person loses some of his Tzelem Elikim. The person loses his Koyach HaSeichel. His Neshama goes up, his Nefesh goes up. His moichin is mistalik from him, and he doesn't have his abilities of seichel. All sorts of tumish shayra on a person that darga. Lemaisa, shayna is seen b'derech chlal as a bad thing. So, and that's the, it's, you know, the needs a shmira, and then so on, chulav, chulav, chulav. There's a pasuk that gives a chiluk avoida. And Faker, the first place where we see, one of the few places where you see Taka, that Shena has Shena has something positive. And Faker, there's a chelik of Avoida that's given over for Shena, and there's a chelik of Avoida that's given over for Er. Pasuk in Tilum, it says, Im zichartichah al yitziyai. If I remember you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on my bed, as I'm laying in bed, in the morning, I will think, I will be misbehaving about you. So the pasuk says that im zchartichah al yitziyai, there's a tkufa of, there's a chelek of avoda balayla, which is called im zchartichah al yitziyai, and then there's a second chelek, which is called bashmurais egebach. How do we understand the chiluk? What's the chiluk? The two chelke avoida. Same thing. There's another pasuk. Amishkavi balaylos chaticha. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. There's a inyan of dafka al mishkavi balaylos chaticha. There's an inyan dafka of al yitziyai. What's the inyan of chaticha al mishkavi and the bashmuris ege b'cha? There's an interesting tug of war in Keiches Adam. When a person is sleeping, Be'emis, there's a siluk of his moichin. The Keiches HaSeichel of Adam, when he's sleeping, are gone. And nothing's left. So what wakes him up in the morning? Besides the Inyan Milamala, the Sheina Milamala, the Moshel, the Zohar says there's he has the shaila. If you need the achzoras neshama to wake up a person, how is it a person wakes up in the middle of the night? So he says a reason why it's like that. But there has to be bal karchach if it's shayach in inyan his oirus that's not coming mila maila. It's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a chiyus, but it's shayach mila mata. Like the Zohar says a person wakes up a few times at night. He says for whatever reason, he gives a reason. But Lamaisa, the Metzias is the person, what wakes him up over there? The Teretz says, the Koyach of, in the Meichin of Adam, in Seichel Adam, nothing is pale at night. The Koyach of Zikaron is that what was there before remains latent even later. That is, the Koyach of Zikaron, by definition, is that Koyach. That whatever the person had doesn't go away when he's finished using it, but it stays. It stays in his mind. Let's go. So b'meila, if we're to label that koyach hanefesh, that's metapel with a person that remains after all the moichin of a person have left, that's the koyach hazikaron. The a person after his niftah, I mean, the, whatever is left, is, we'll call it zikaron, even if there's no active seichel in that part. Let's go one step further in this Nakuda. person, Zikaron and Seichel have an interesting tug of war. A person is shaylit on his Koyach Zikaron. Koyach Zikaron is a person stores memories of whatever he gathered, but he's shaylit on those Zikaronis. And b'meila, a thing a person wants very much, he remembers very quickly. In yonim that are negiah to a person, that a person likes them, lives them, wants them, those in yonim are in yonim a person will remember very quickly. In yonim that a person doesn't care so much for, he'll have a harder time remembering because he doesn't care for it. In yonim that a person does not want to think about, a person has in yonim that hurt him, that bother him, that he would like to push out of his mind, so he can do it also. So when a person is b'koychay, when a person is b'mloy koychay and his seichel is b'mloy tokfay, so the person can push out of his mind any zechreinis that he doesn't want to deal with. And that's how a person can cope with a lot of inyanim. That is the person's koyach hazikaron versus the koyach hamoichin. Person, lamashal, who has memories and things that he doesn't want to confront, that he doesn't want to face, so he can just push it out. He can busy himself, get involved in something, and busy himself. The place where those memories will haunt him are at night. When the person has no koyach of active seichel, the koyach hazikaron is going to push itself to the person, and it's going to come to the forefront. It's going to bring up whatever's in the person. That's the koyach hazikaron. In chelkei avoda, that's what the pasuk is being mechalek. The pasuk is saying a person can push away HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By yoyim, a person can be misamik in avoda, and a person can push HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of his mind. That's what he can forget him. He can involve himself and get rid of it. Im schartichol yitziyai. On the yitzia of a person, that's where the zikaron comes. That's where the zikaron comes swimming up again, because that's the belaila is where the koyach hazikaron is shoiled on the person, and the person is captive to the koyach hazikaron. So the pasuk says, imschartichal yitziyai. If I remember you when I'm asleep, so ba ashmur is egebach. Then the koyach haseichel will be able to be misamik in it baboike. At night there's no koyach haseichel, there's no higoyen, there's no koyach higoyen, and b'meila it's not shayach a tfisa sichlis, it's not shayach an avoida sichlis. But the tnai koydom lemaise is, if there's no balailas charticha, then if there's no al yitziyai, imeskerech al yitziyai, then there's no bashmeres ege b'cho. So you have two chalke avoida. First of all, you have a chelik avoida of schira baleilois, and you have a chelik avoida of higoyin baboike. That's the pasuk of mschaticha. More than that, it's because there's no. It's we ask that it's as a stira in the ashkaf on laila, that in the ashkaf on laila of on the one hand there's tumah. And Istam Yadayim Askonyas and Ruach Ra and all those inyanim of Tumah and so on. Yes, it's true, because mitzad the Adam Apoyel, mitzad the person that does something. So Laila is not a it's a zman when a person is berifian and he can't do anything, and that's why koyach is shaylad on him, tumah is shaylad on him, keri is shaylad on him, daimaskanis, everything is shaylad on the person. But hogufa, because the person is not a bar shlita, because the person's koyach is chitzonius, his guf and his yodayim and his seichel chitzonius are berifian, that's why the koyach is pnimius of the person. That's why they flow to the top, and that's where the koyach hazikaron has a makom to come out. The let's go back to the inyanim a little bit. We asked by the what does it mean? Reb Tzadik says that the first place we have nefila, it says by tardema, because Shena is the nefila of Adam. It's true. Certainly Shena mitzad da koyach of avoid of a person. Certainly Shena mitzad the person's asiya, it's a nefila. But in the side of Ilmodelina Falti like Kamti, if the person wouldn't have a nefila, the person wouldn't have a kima, that's why that is the side of what comes out in from Shena. Shena is a nefila b'chitzainius, and it's a tkuma b'pnimius. The nyanim g'doylem are done b'tardema, because the nyanim g'doylem have to touch a nekuda pnimius that couldn't have come to the forefront, kolzman the person was active. So say the brias isha, which is etzem atzomei basim ipsori, it had to be nageya, the etzem atzmius of the person, that had to be done b'tardema. And say the brisbein apsorim, which by yemahu koras Hashem brisim avrom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koiris bris with avrom, where it had to be in the libi air, that's where there had to be the krisis bris, that also had to be b'tardema. Because kolzman, the koiches mi bachutz, the person is active and he does and it's fine and so on, then it doesn't, then you're not negia anything bifnim. To Purim, the inyanim, the mitzias of the Megillah takes place in the zman of Shena. You find, I mean, the Klal Yisrael, it says Yeshna Mamechad, so Chazal say Yeshenim Hei Mina Mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael was asleep from it was a long and tired Golas, and Klal Yisrael was exhausted. The Mitzias of the Chazal, when the Magdir, and we say it betzem as the Shir Shriyam according to the Goyen, Lamnatzeach al Ayelas HaShacha, so it's called Ayelas HaShacha, because it's just like the night is Be'ikr, the darkest part of the night is Lifnei Spoiker, here was also the darkest part of the night, which means it was the Zman Shena Amuka of Klal Yisrael. This is the Zman Shena in the world of Be'etzem. The shirish of the Hatzolah was Balaila hu nodded Oshnas HaMelech. When there's a mitzias of ani yishena velibi er, when the person was awake and active, there wasn't anything to be chal on that, to be chal gula on that. There wasn't any mokrim chalois ashos hashchina. Klal Yisrael was washed up. They had been shakur and avodah zara. The bias was nechrav. They were in golos. They were shtatav v'sedos hashachshveres, and it was washed up. There was mitzad the chitzaynus advarim. There was no mokrim for chalois of gula. The shirish of the nes is balayla hu nodo shnas hamelech lemalo lemato. Because the sleep was so fitful, because things started, the Sefer Zichronis, Balailu Nodesh Nasa Melech, and it was Mitzavah to bring the Sefer Zichronis, because the Zikaron is what brings about the Nidud chain of the Melech. It's the Mitzias of Zikaron that brings about the it floats to the top, and it shulit on the Adam Bishnosai. So the place where that started in the Megillah was Balailahu. It's not, even if we don't see the Metzias of how there was a Hemshech to the Neis, but the Metzias where Zikaron, the mid of Zikaron began to be shoilet in the dark night, and it didn't allow Menucha to the Melech, where the Melech is Lamala, Lamata, that's the Sheirish of the Gula of Purim. A parallel in Rosh Hashanah. In just in, the Rambam says that in Rosh Hashanah Sheifa, even though it has no tam. Famous Rambam, he says, Uri Yishene Mishinaschem, and Elu that are sleep with Hardemas Azman, and the Dom Behavli Azman. The Rambam says that in the Indian of Sheifa, you have a Metzias, a Keneged Tardema, and Keneged the Yishenim. In other words, it's a Mokim Yisairus for the people of Yishenim. I mean, the Metzias of Rashon is called Yom Zikaron. Because the Midah that's Me'oire, the Midah that's Hefech Shena is Zikaron. Zikaron starts from the Shena and shakes the person awake. The difference is in Rosh Hashanah, it's done b'chitzaynis. It's done from a koyach mibachutz that intrudes in a person and is maskeh him zichroinis and wakes him up. And here you have the Zikaron that floats up from Yitzir Balailas, and it wakes the person up, that it's menadet shidosei from bifnim bachutz. The hashavah between Pesach and Purim. Pesach and Purim are two nights in Klal Yisrael. On the Laila of Pesach, it says Laila kayoyim toyer. The fakert Akadosh Baruch Hu made a metzias in the world where there's be a Laila that's kayoyim toyer, and b'meila he obliterated the musik of Laila. That's one end of the rainbow of Avodah. The other end is that there's a Laila with the deepest Shena in possible, and because it's a deep Shena, that's why there's a Yisairus mitzad the Zichkaron of the person in the Pechina of Al Yitzir Balelis. So the Laila of Purim is the Laila of Al Yitzir Balelis. And the Laila of Pesach is the Bashmuris Eger B'cha. The Avoida, there's one Avoida where the person is misgabe on the Laila, and the person becomes Kuloi, and it becomes Kuloi Oira. That's one end of it. The other end of it is that the person Adraba, because it's Laila, and because it's Shena, there's something that's Oira in the person that never would bring a Oira without it. That's the two Lailas. On Pesach, Achi Chatfene Shina is an Oinis. It's a Hafkoh from Avoida. And Oinis Achmona Patrick, that's the Shir that a person's Mechuyiv. A person's Mechuyiv to turn the Laila of Pesach into a Yoim, Achi Chatfene Shina, until it's Mafkia. The Avoida of Purim is Dafke V'yoshin. The Avoida of Purim lies in the Shein of the person. It lies in where the person is a yashin, and in the shein itself, because he's a yashin, that's where he finds the tchilas iseris of a zikaron, of a zichronis. It's in its place in the year. The winter is a time of shein and the bria, and the seif of the winter is the shein amuk of the bria. It's the Seif Shana is Purim, and the Tchilas Chodesh is Nisim. And again, Mitzad, a person's matzav away from Kloli. America and everything Bechlolusa is one Tadema on a person. Every Hisayrus, Loshan Air, and everything that went on at Israel, there's a tadema muka that the person falls into, and b'meila it just everything becomes dull and dreary. Even if the person is doing it, it's with a fashlofenkeit. Everything it has the chevle shena on it, and everything is slow, sluggish, hazy. None of the behirus, none of the zrizus, none of the chiyus, none of the cheshik. That's the matzav we are. It's the matzav of Golus. It's the matzav of Chutz La'aretz. It's the metzias. That's where we're holding. If a person can't get out of it, so a person has to understand there's something to be found in this matzav that he wouldn't have any other place. There's something that the person in Shena itself, there's also a makom avodah. It's when things are going reasonably well, So a person doesn't have to come to grips with anything in the way of his teichin. He doesn't have to come into grips. He can quiet, just like a person when he's very hungry, he goes berserk searching for food. When he quiets his appetite with something, he's not comfortable, but it's bearable and mainly forgets about it. The metzias of Shena takes away the pseudo activity that sometimes dulls a person's in a tzrachim, in a needs. Faket, in the fila, just tadema is taka the nefila, the place where tadema is mentioned first is nefila, because and bemelet is the molin of falti lekamti is part of it. If when a person is bishena, he's misoirer, he begins not to sleep well. He doesn't feel comfortable anymore. After the person settles in and he's comfortable with himself, something inside him stops to be comfortable. He can't. He's not happy. He's not comfortable. It's not frustrating. Then that is the p'china of al yitzia b'alayla schaticha. That's where im schaticha al yitzia. The schira al yitzia is that nekuda. When a person starts tossing and turning because it's not what he wants, it's not what he is, and it's not what he wants to be. And adarabba, if a person doesn't, sometimes if the person never got to that matziv, then there's no bashmuris ege becha, because he needs the spur of understanding how important it is to him. He needs the spur of understanding that if he'll try to run away from it or drown it out or cover it up or get involved in something, it's still there. He didn't succeed in getting rid of it. When a person gets that awareness, then there's a place to start going weiter. In the schira, in the two lailas that we have, the chazal we started with, the Medrash Rabbah, there's two dargas. There's sometimes a darga where a person is meyuish minakets, which is teva, and libi er min with the geula. That's a darga where a person can still hold on to it. But there's a second darga, and this is chazal wo oimid, that there comes a time when a person is misyayish even from geula. There comes a time when a person says noyash, and even that goes away. Ani yeshena min a geula is a much deeper darga. But there's a haftacha that libi is er, because sahakol, if a person was the person, there could come a time when you can kill his zikaron as well. And the zikaron falls asleep as well, and that's it. And that's the end. That's misa. But there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is libi v'chalki. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tsur levavi. Even if the ani yeshena goes down as deep as what he thinks is zikaron, there's still something gonna bother him, because libi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is air. Libi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond in that sense. It means that in the lev libis of a person, the lev pnimi is the lev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the person tries to run away from it, and he can do whatever he can to run away from it, but ani air is going on HaKadosh, libi air is going on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the person can't eradicate that from himself. That lev is not going to give him menuchas hanefesh. And as soon as he settles in comfortably, there's going to be discomfort, restlessness, unhappiness, and that sinking feeling that there's something waiting for him, that something has to be done. Two big nights, night of Nissan, the night of Pesach, and the night of Purim. And the night of Purim, in the sense, it means the Klois of Purim, because Purim is one big Laila. It's Ayelos HaShachar, it's Kulei Laila. There's an Avoida of taking Laila and turning into Yom, and that's the Laila, and that's the Avoida of Pesach, and that's the Bashmuris Ege Becho. And the Hakdama to that is Ayetz, the hakdama to that is that when a person is down the most, when a person is sullen, when a person feels noyosh, when a person has those feelings and he can't sit comfortably, he can't be happy with that matzav. That's the hakdama for that, and that's the shirish of the Purim. The tokfei of the nes is balailu nadash nasa melech. It's the shtia is part of that, and everyone understands it, that the shtia is something which takes away that chitzonius. And it allows the zikaron to come to the top. It allows the zikaron to break through to the top, and give him that jolt of zichreinus that the person would try to keep away from himself. When a person focuses on that zikaron, even if he thinks that he doesn't have it, It's impossible it doesn't have it, because the teuchen of levavis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The teuchen of zichreinus is the zikaron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that zikaron is indelible. And if a person will let it happen naturally, a person will understand that the laila has an avoda, and the avoda of that laila is the zikaron al yitziyai. The sum total of all the frustrations the person has, and disappointments in himself, and the letdowns, and the not doing the right things, if he understands that the teich teichin is the libre air, and once he allows that to happen, once a person comes to grip with the fact how deep it is in him and how inseparable it is for him, then will be zeicha to the hemshich of the bashmuras egev v'chol.